The financial plan for the new waterfront stadium proposed by the Tampa Bay Rays hinges on the extension of two taxes, including Pinellas County's tourist development tax. Today in Clearwater, the county's Tourist Development Council, or TDC, heard the Rays' request for $100 million. TDC members were briefed by Assistant County Attorney Dennis Long about the funding source requested by the Rays, Pinellas County's 5% tourist development tax, also known as the hotel bed tax.
The first 2 cents were initially levied in 1978. In 1988, we added the third cent. In 1995, we added the fourth cent. And in 2005, we added the fifth cent. There are specified uses for all of the tourist development taxes, and the 4 cent and the 5 cent are restricted primarily to debt service payments on certain enumerated facilities, including retained spring training facilities and professional sports franchise facilities.
In 1993, $114 million of debt owed on the domed stadium, now known as Tropicana Field, was refinanced by the city of St. Petersburg. By interlocal agreement, the county committed the first cent and half of the third cent of the tourist development tax to repaying that debt. But since 1995, revenue from only the fourth cent of the county tax has been given to St. Pete to pay down the debt until 2015, Long said.
There's a pledge to the bondholders of 1.5 cents, the first and one half of the third. There's a commitment of the fourth, and the fourth frees up or supplants the pledge as the monies flow in. So the bottom line is that the entire 4 cent goes to the city of St. Petersburg to pay the debt service.
That debt would be paid off by September 30th, 2015, if no stadium is built. But the Rays have proposed extending the tax commitment for 30 more years. Rays President Matt Silverman's presentation to the TDC was very similar to the one he made to the St. Petersburg City Council last month. Silverman still made some of the same claims that have been questioned by elected officials by including the sale of the Tropicana Field and revenue from parking in city-owned lots as private rather than public financial contributions to the project. According to Silverman, the only public funds that will be used to construct the proposed $450 million stadium would be $75 million from St. Petersburg and $100 million from Pinellas County.
We're talking about the $175 million of public funds, about $75 million of it coming from the city and the continuation of the current funds that are dedicated to baseball, and then about $100 million of new tourist tax dollars in addition to the current commitment that the county has already pledged to the existing bonds.
$11 million a year of public funds currently subsidized baseball in St. Petersburg. If no new stadium is built, the annual amount will remain the same until the debt is retired in 2015. But Rays President Matt Silverman said taxpayers would end up paying more per year and for 30 years longer if a new stadium is built on the current site of Al Lang Field.
The public commitment to baseball on an annual basis rises from the $11 million today, roughly, gets close to $13 million in 2020 to $14.5 million in 2025, but that the taxes generated at Tropicana Field during those same years should be well in excess of those public dollars and really creating a positive tax benefit for the community.
TDC board member Phil Henderson, who is president of Starlight Cruises, asked Silverman whether the stadium could be built with less of a financial commitment from public funds.
It can, and you know, we've been asked, well, how come the Rays aren't just doing this themselves? And that would just be a financial burden that we wouldn't be able to operate. We think that this is an appropriate sharing of the funding, especially given the dollars that are generated. It's really up to you all and to the city and to the county to determine whether the risk sharing is appropriate.
Silverman called the Rays' financial proposal a good starting point and said the Rays would contribute $150 million toward the stadium. A development that is as large as the one proposed for the Trop site may occur near Gandy Boulevard at a location known as Toy Town. TDC Board Chair Bob Stewart, who is also the chair of the Pinellas County Commission, was concerned whether there would be enough of a market to fill both developments. Stewart said that depending on what happens with the tourist development tax, it may affect St. Petersburg's decision whether to put a referendum for a waterfront stadium on November's ballot.
If the decision here or the decision at the Board of County Commissioners is to not to commit the 30 years, then that basically tells the city, the Rays you don't have the financing and there's no need for a referendum.
Carlin Peterson serves on the Clearwater City Council and is a board member of the TDC. Peterson asked whether the TROP site would be removed from the Community Redevelopment Agency, or CRA, if it is redeveloped, which is assumed in the RAISE plan. St. Petersburg City Council member Leslie Curran replied that it is still being discussed. Peterson told WMNF she needs more information before deciding whether to support committing an extension of the tourist development tax, including why Pinellas should pay more than St. Petersburg.
This is a countywide tax, and obviously my residents will be contributing to that in some form. And I just want to make sure that it is something, it's a huge project, and I just want to make sure that all citizens in the county will benefit from this if it were approved.
And were you satisfied with Silverman's response?
I think, you know, he's basing his response, as I said earlier, on a lot of assumptions. And I think we need a lot more work to make sure those assumptions are valid and that those projections will, in fact, happen. So in an ideal world, sure, that'd be great. But I think we need a lot more research. There's a lot more questions that need to be answered.
Tony Satterfield is on the TDC board and is the general manager of the Alden Beach Resort. Satterfield said he has not yet made up his mind.
I think our job really is to determine, is there merit with this? Will this increase tourism within the county? And then the details of the taxes, et cetera, that's really up to St. Petersburg, and that's up to the county commission and the government bodies.
The next TDC meeting is July 9th in the Pinellas County Courthouse in Clearwater. That's when the TDC is expected to make their recommendations on the RAISE request to the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners. For WMNF News, reporting from Clearwater, I'm Sean Canaan.